Ready for first. Progress test 5. Listening. Part 3. Multiple matching. You will hear 5 people talking about the importance of imagination. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. 1.
I'm an actor, and every day of my life I have to convince people that I'm someone different. Imagination is vital in my job. I need to imagine how the person I'm playing would think and move, even how they would smile and speak. There's a lot more to acting than getting on stage in a costume, showing off and remembering your lines. However, in my experience, I've found that putting on different clothes does help me to become that other person. Some actors continue to pretend to be their characters off stage too. They say it helps a lot, but it must be difficult for the people they live with, mustn't it?
2.
It's very strange, but when you write fiction, it's really the very beginning of the process that requires the most imagination. In my case, and I've heard many other writers say this too, after I've created my characters and can see them in my mind, the characters then almost take on a life of their own. It's as if they tell me what to do. It's a very interesting process. And when this doesn't happen, when the characters stay quite quiet, then I know the story is not right and I haven't got the right characters in it. The last book I wrote, I had to restart it 5 times because the characters didn't become real enough to me.
3.
I have a very stressful job working in a large secondary school and dealing with students and teachers. Sometimes the stress gets to me, and I visit a therapist who helps me to relax and put things in perspective. She sometimes gives me hypnotherapy sessions where I have to imagine that I'm in a beautiful place, like on a hot sandy beach or in a pretty garden with flowers everywhere. Sometimes I can't keep my focus on the pictures in my head and they disappear. But when it does work, I'm absolutely amazed. It's fantastic, and I leave the sessions a different person.
4.
Many people who visit museums and exhibitions go to learn historical facts. They enjoy seeing the different objects from the past and learning about how they were made, who used them and so on. This is interesting, but for me, it's a bit different. Personally, I like to try to bring history to life inside my head. I think it's all about imagining the part these objects played in the past. I try to picture the soldiers who wore the helmets and carried the swords that I'm looking at. Or I imagine the kitchen where servants used the kettles and jugs. Some museums have people dressed in old clothes, acting out scenes from the past. I think this makes history much more meaningful.
5.
It's important to be able to understand how other people are feeling and to be considerate. We have to try to imagine how we would feel if we were in their situation. It isn't always easy, and a lack of understanding can lead to rudeness. However, my problem isn't that I can't imagine how other people feel. It's that I'm too sensitive. My sister laughs at me, but I can't help it. When someone's sad, I get really sad too. I can't watch wildlife programs on TV where animals die. They make me cry. The worst thing is when someone's in pain. I can almost feel it myself. One good reason why I could never have become a doctor.